From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A team of operatives from the Central Intelligence Agency is at work in Libya, a move authorized by President Obama. They're gathering intelligence to help direct airstrikes by NATO warplanes and to learn more about Libyan rebel forces. NPR's Deborah Amos in Cairo says the operatives will also be working with the rebels.
The CIA team is there to train them how to shoot, how to fight, how to have military discipline. They are joining a team of former Libyan military officers who are now training about 30,000 young Libyans in the rebel stronghold to also improve discipline, improve communications, and make it into a more coherent fighting force.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Cairo. Libya's foreign minister has been questioned by British officials after arriving unexpectedly in London and announcing that he had resigned his post. NPR's Philip Reeves says the defection is seen as a significant setback for Muammar Gaddafi.
Moussa Koussa's long been at the heart of Libya's security and intelligence apparatus. British officials know him well. In 1980, he was expelled from Britain, where he was a diplomat, after he advocated assassinating Libyan dissidents there. Back in Tripoli, he rose through the ranks, eventually becoming head of Libyan intelligence. He played a pivotal role in ending Libya's international pariah status by persuading the West that Gaddafi had given up developing weapons of mass destruction. In 2009, he helped negotiate the highly controversial release from a Scottish jail of Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, the Libyan accused of the Lockerbie bombing. One former British foreign minister, Jack Straw, says Koussa's had exceedingly close contacts with the British for the best part of a decade. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
The UN's nuclear watchdog agency says high levels of radioactive material have been found in soil 25 miles from Japan's crippled nuclear power complex. NPR's John Hamilton says that indicates there's some contamination outside the current evacuation zone surrounding the facility.
The sample contained enough radioactive cesium to raise the risk of cancer if a person were exposed for a long period of time. It's just one sample, though, and others taken from outside the zone have shown much lower levels of contamination. Even so, the Atomic Energy Agency has asked Japan to consider expanding the evacuation zone. Right now, people are not allowed to live within 12 miles of the Daiichi plant, and people living within about 18 miles have been advised to leave. During a press conference, a spokesman for the Japanese government said officials are reviewing the new information about contamination. John Hamilton, NPR News, Tokyo.
Syria's President Bashar Assad has set up a committee to study the possible exception of doing away with the emergency laws that have been in place in that country for more than 45 years. Leaders of the protests that have been sweeping Syria in recent weeks have demanded abolition of the emergency measures. They say they're simply used to stifle opposition in the country. This is NPR News from Washington. Vice President Joe Biden says congressional negotiators are working on a budget deal that would cut $33 billion in spending and keep the government operating through September. That number is much less than the $60 billion in cuts approved by the House last month, but much higher than what the Democratic majority in the Senate has been willing to accept up until now. NPR's Audie Cornish reports Republican leaders are assessing how much room to compromise they have as Tea Party activists plan to rally today to urge GOP lawmakers to stand their ground.
The goal is to get to a mix of spending cuts and policy provisions that the majority Democrat Senate and the Republican-led House can agree on. Meantime, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says Republicans are introducing a bill to put more pressure on Senate Democrats.
That will say to the American people, the Senate's got to act prior to the expiration of the CR. If it does not act, H.R. 1 becomes the law of the land. And if there is a partial shutdown, members will not get paid.
H.R. 1 is the House budget measure that already failed to pass the Senate. This version of the bill isn't likely to succeed either. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Parts of the Northeast are bracing for a spring snowstorm today. A storm system sweeping into the region could dump between 6 inches up to a foot of snow in some areas. Bob Orovec is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
It appears that anywhere inland from Boston, west of Boston, north of New York City, anywhere from around the Albany area, northeastward to southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire, and then up into a good part of Maine.
Orovec says such early spring snowstorms are fairly common in the Northeast. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.